You are now listening to Off the Road.
Hello, everybody. My name is Samuel, and you're now listening to Off the Rails, as per se by the title. And I'm joined here with a couple of goofballs.
Hello.
We got a packed house today, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do. Announce yourselves. Make some noise. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, dude, my headphones are...
Are they messed up?
Oh, they're messed up. I can't hear out of my left one.
Oh. Whatever.
We're going to have to deal with it, though. So, folks, what was that noise you just made?
Heiser's back on the show, by the way.
I am.
Yeah, Heiser, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hi, I've been sick the past 2 days.
Yeah, I was about to say, what were you sick with?
I think it was the flu, but I genuinely can't tell. I just had a cough and some runny nose.
Could have had a really bad cold, but I mean, I always hate I hate getting sick.
I'm flipping my head.
You know why I hate getting sick?
Why?
Because it keeps me from being in the gym, man.
It does.
Which is kind of where I want to lead this episode. Is to talk about gym stuff. So,
yeah,
Brody Heiser.
Yes.
You both like lifting. What's your favorite aspect of it?
Legs.
Feel good.
Legs? No.
People say I'm criminal for that, but I like doing legs.
You are more than just criminal for liking legs, because legs hurt. Leg day hurts so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of a good feeling when you start, you know.
I feel like when I started, you know, noticing leg gains, when I started doing leg days, I started liking it a lot more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's fun to press a lot of weight. I can't do that with arms. I get to do big weights with legs.
Yeah, and legs are, like, key for anything else that you're doing, so it's a good thing to, like, build that up.
If you have really good base legs, your physique is also very, very good.
Yeah.
If you have good thighs, good calves, the rest of your body looks very good.
It's also just solid to have strong legs because of the support you can get from them. Mm-hmm. Because, well, if your legs can't hold up you... It's going to be hard to do a lot of things, like running, jumping. Now that I think about it, when's the last time I jumped?
Jumped yesterday.
You can jump right now.
I could jump.
Do a box jump onto the table.
There we go. That was like a good...
That was a good 20.
I jumped, people.
20 inch vert.
20 inch?
Yeah.
Dude.
But regardless, today I want to talk about something. Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. This is kind of messing with me.
What, the funny headphones?
Oh, yeah. I can't hear myself through them. But I'll just deal with it.
Assume what you sound like.
Assume what I sound like?
You sound very handsome.
I sound like such a handsome young man.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely amazing. But regardless, Heiser.
Yes.
I never really talked to you about gym stuff before. I know I've talked with Brody before in the studio about, like, pre-workouts and that. But I know, like, what's your big thing about the gym? That you really like?
I get to feel good afterwards. I get to go to the gym, and then I get to feel sore and happy.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know what it is about the feeling of moving metal that just makes you feel good. I don't know if it's like a...
Moving around in general, honestly, makes me feel, like, great.
Yeah, except for running. Running feels...
Running, it's impact.
I like cardio.
You like cardio?
Yeah.
How?
I like running.
I mean, like, what do you like, running on the treadmill, or do you like running outside?
So every day, every Friday, we do. Do you know what flying tens are?
No.
Flying tens.
I feel like I'm about to learn.
Flying tens, so basically, is a form of short form cardio. And we do it every Friday, and we time ourselves to see if we get faster. Because, you know, if you get stronger, you also, in your legs, you get faster because of the quick twitch. And I've been seeing a lot of progress in that. And. So basically, start at, I would say, probably 30 meters away from, you know, the end, and you get why it's called a flying 10 is because you start before the time starts. So basically, you have 20 meters to build up your speed, and then it tracks the 10 meters at your peak velocity.
Right.
And then after the 10 meters, you're done, and it shows that time. So it's like a head start, and you get running. And then you go into the time, and it times you for the last 10 meters. So you get like a running start, basically. So into the 10 meters.
Running start into a sprint and then slow down.
And then 10 meters through sprint 10 meters and then you're done. And you do that 3 or 4 times.
That's...
It's fun.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't sound like...
And it's a line and you get to talk to your friends after in line while you wait.
Yeah. We usually, in our ape class, we do all the short sprints. We run 40s, 30s, 10s, and 20s just to see how fast we're getting, how quick we're moving. Which, I mean, it's not bad, but I'll tell you, it's not fun to run in a sweltering hot or freezing cold day.
Like, you guys run outside?
Yeah, we run outside on the football field.
Yeah.
We usually either do it on the football field or in the gymnasium where there's a lot of space in case it's like really, really cold or really, really warm out, because it is not fun to run outside when it's cold. However, I will have to say, for some reason, football fields are always warm whenever you just lay down on them. Like, true. If it's cold outside, if you just
unless
lay on
there's
the field,
mildew on it.
Oh, if there's... Ooh. Well, depends. Our football field has turf on it. It doesn't have grass, so it's just kind of like a really big blanket. Like, what even is turf? Is it like plastic?
It's rubber.
It's synthetic grass. It's like...
Well, that much I knew,
yeah.
But...
Like, it'll burn you in the sun, though.
So, oh,
if
yeah.
it's like 100, it could get to about 130 on the field.
Yeah, if it's warm outside, that turf is not cold. It is
blistering hot.
It burns.
Blazing hot.
My neighbors had... like turf all over their backyard back in Arizona. Like, I would get out of the pool, touch their turf, and my feet would actually like start burning. It was awful, and I like had to like skimper across the grass to go land on the patio.
Well, that's the first thing. It's Arizona. It's already hot.
Yeah. It was like 120 or something.
Yeah. You're already basically living in a desert, so anything and everything is just going to get hot.
Like, I mean, what's the lowest day in the winter that you ever experienced there?
28-ish.
Oh.
28 degrees?
Fahrenheit, yeah.
That's like a normal day in Indiana for the winter.
That's like an average winter here. I don't... 28.
It was chilly, and
what
I
was the highest it's been in the winter?
Highest it's been in the winter? Probably somewhere around 80s.
That's crazy.
That is... Well, that's Arizona, man.
Yeah. I guess it's most... I guess Florida's worse than what they... Wait, what they have. Is yours dry heat, or is yours humid?
Dry
was
heat.
It humid?
Yeah,
theirs is very dry heat. Florida is very wet and humid.
Because Florida's
sticky and gross. I don't ever want to live there.
Yeah, it's tropical. You got a lot of storms. It rains. It pours. It gets hot.
You got an ocean all around you, though.
Mm-hmm. So
if
you're hot, you can just go to the ocean.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the things. Except tropical storms are also kind of like a... Ooh, they're big.
That's just some good rain, though.
It can be more than just a little rain, though. Like, sometimes it'll be, like, hurricanes, tornadoes. I know that when my family was down there in Florida, there was a water spout that turned into a tornado that went up, like, right past the condo we were staying at and onto the highway we used to get to the condo. Like, it went right past us. It was scary.
Hmm.
Which, like, you look out in the water... During, like, a storm, it is just dark out. You don't see clouds. You don't see water. It's just not... I wouldn't say it's like a fog, but it's like there's an object, like, keeping you from seeing what's out there. And it is the scariest feeling in the world.
I think you've been doing too many steroids.
I have never done roids in my life.
He's on that Sam Sulek type build.
Sam's... He's a big guy.
Sam's like
huge. And he's still... Doesn't he do swimming still?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he does swimming because...
Swimming's fun.
I don't know how he breathes. Yeah. You hear him breathe, he's like...
Yeah, because he's huge, man. And how old is he?
He's like 21.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's like college age, and he is the size of a boulder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is one big man.
Do you want to hear about my 2 gym fails in gym class yesterday?
All right, let's hear your...
gym fails. Alrighty.
Let's hear
my gym fails yesterday. What are your guys' opinion on front squats?
Front squats? I think they're cool.
I hate them.
That's all I can really say about them, is I think they're cool.
I think I hate them.
Yeah, they're not fun, but they do help a lot.
I would rather do back squat than front squat.
Yeah.
So basically, if you guys don't know what a front squat is, if you guys know what a hang clean is, you know the ending position for that, that is where you start. So you start with your, I do it with two fingers, and I go like this, and I put it under the bar onto my shoulders.
No one can see what you were doing right there.
So you put like a peace sign. So say you put up a peace sign, you put it on the bar, and then you go under, you put it onto your shoulders, and you keep your elbows out and extended.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you're holding it like right in front of your body, yes. Elbows pointed forward.
Yes. And then you have it, and you have your, like that. You have your hands under it.
You have your fingers touching shoulders, hooks with palm facing up, right. Elbows pointed forward.
Right. Yes.
That is how you hold
and
a
front
squat. And then
you squat, is what a front squat is. Okay. So yesterday I was doing that, and I was doing 165, 170 for like 8, which isn't crazy.
No, it's still...
It's solid.
Still solid, man.
So I was doing that, and so basically, I didn't grip. I don't like to grab the bar because it hurts my wrist really bad.
Yeah.
Because after a while, it starts to hurt your wrist anyway because of how hard your wrist is getting bent.
Right. How your tendons work. It's it's a complex mechanism.
It's so a strain. I was doing it, and I don't usually roll forward any, but I rolled forward today, and my back kind of rolled forward, and it went right onto my wrist.
Ooh.
And my wrist buckled, and I dropped the weight, and I was in, immense pain. And I was like, can't even say anything about it because I can't be, I can't be soft. So I went on with my workout, and I was kind of mad because it's an 8-plus set, and I didn't get to 8 because of it slipped out of my hand.
Yeah, you got to drop the weight.
So I was sorry. I was sad. I was just sad. And then I did, if you guys know what snatches are, you take a weight and you snatch it above your head. Throw it above your head.
Hand clean.
Yeah, you do like a clean, it's the Olympic lift. It's what you think of when you do an Olympic clean. You just do a clean and then push it above your head.
A snatch is a clean press. So that's a clean press. A snatch is just you go straight to the snatch.
Oh, you just fling it up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Without stopping at all?
Without stopping.
So you is it all like in front of you or is it like one hand?
So we do them with dumbbells.
You do if you try to do it with a barbell, you gotta have like a lot of stability for that.
So I did it with this arm. This arm still hurts from it. So I went down and I snatched it and I got to here. So, I still have to extend my elbow.
Just above your head.
Just above my head, right where I can still extend it. Mm-hmm. I did about 60-pound dumbbell with this. And I got it here, and I extended, and my arm went back.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And almost popped out of socket.
You almost just tore your shoulder.
I almost tore my shoulder to pieces. I dropped the weight, of course. I don't think I would be in here today if it actually popped that socket.
If you messed up,
you'd be okay.
I'd be in a sling.
Yeah, you would just pop you back into place, come back in here. You can still talk, exactly.
No more lifting I probably drop the class, honestly.
For the rest of the week.
No, least. I wouldn't drop the class. No. I would just, you probably just need to work on some stability with your shoulder rotation.
I hate dumbbells being above my head.
Yeah, it's a...
You're on a bench and you're doing like incline bench press.
Yeah.
Dumbbell incline bench press. It's fine, but if it's above your head and it's out, I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
It's so unsafe.
You probably need to work on some
shoulder mobility.
Yeah. Mobility and strengthening your rotator, because I was having some issues the other day actually when I was benching. I was like, man, my shoulder really hurts. So I decided to put the weight down and was like, okay, I'm going to take the day, going to turn it into a shoulder day.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, my shoulder just stopped hurting.
Right.
So.
Rest days are very important.
Not just rest day, but also hitting the muscle groups that are in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you're hitting those big, complex workouts where you're like
bench,
chest press, whole
squat,
body.
Everything that throws much weight on and moving.
Yeah.
You got to have that. You got to work the smaller muscles, too.
You have to have everything equal so that you can actually be safe doing it.
You got to work the supporting muscles.
Yeah.
Like, you bench does a lot of chest work, but also works tricep and shoulder.
Right.
If your shoulder and triceps are weak, you're not going to be able to really focus on your chest as much.
Exactly.
You're going to be using improper form so you can actually move it.
Right.
So you got to focus.
Just like don't ever bounce the bar off your chest.
No, don't do that. Just don't bounce it too hard.
Yeah.
Because you...
I've done that before. I almost cracked my rib.
A cracked sternum or rib is not
going to be fun. That was when I
first
started out, though.
Mm. Yeah.
That was when I first started lifting. Because I would see it. I would see other people doing it, and it's like... I could get more weight.
Monkey see, monkey
like,
do.
I can do that. Then you do it. And then, it's like, oh no, I can't do that.
One thing I've never been able to get is a leg drive. I've never been good with leg drive.
Leg drive is a little difficult to understand. It's weird, too, to think that while you're benching, you're moving the muscle on your chest can be, influenced by the movement of your legs.
I don't think I get my legs where they're supposed to be. I always have them, like, out in a parallel. I know they're supposed to be, like, tucked back behind you and your toes are supposed to be up, and then you push with your legs and your chest.
Yeah.
That's a way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of leg drive things you need to do for bench, yeah, since it does focus on the chest. But
yeah,
if you do use leg drive, it does allow you to move more weight.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be sure your form's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because
you can't be lifting your butt off the bench.
Oh, no. If you do that, you're going to break something. Like, mm-hmm,
break a vertebrae or something.
Suboptimal.
Shatter
your...
Just completely torn apart. Like, so that's another thing is form. Like, when I started lifting, I didn't have a single clue what form was.
Not one.
And then, learned that it's just how you do that. It's the right way to do it. There's a right and a wrong way to do certain lifts. And you figure that out when you start getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. Then you look up videos and you're like, I was doing this wrong.
I was being a bit of a goofball. I need to change this.
I got a that helps me with that.
I think one thing I learned about bench is I always benched with no V.
No V?
It was always a T.
Oh, you were always keeping a wide grip.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a wide grip. It was my elbows would go out and they wouldn't go in at like a 45. Yeah. Or like a 90.
That's painful.
Yeah.
Oh, your elbows.
My shoulders.
Yeah, no.
And I
that's...
was like, that was my labs last year, and then I figured it out this year.
Yeah,
and now I can bench. I lost a lot of weight, so I can't bench as much as I benched last year, but I can still bench decently.
How much is your bench at now?
We don't max out, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, like, what's the most weight for the most reps you've done?
Like, I think I've done
5 reps.
What's 5 reps.
The most you've done for 5 reps.
I guarantee you I could do 155 for 5.
155 for 5? Then you probably have a solid max of like 170.
That's what I think I've gained. Right now, that's probably what it is. And that's what it was. I got to 180 last year, so I'm 10 pounds behind.
Yeah. Okay.
But I also lost 20 pounds over the summer.
You lose some muscle if you don't keep it up.
Yeah, I didn't really get in. Well, I wasn't able to get in the gym much because I worked 5 days a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Work does kind of get in the way of the gym, which kind of sucks, but...
Yeah, and then I had summer school stuff to do, so...
Oh, yeah, you had a full schedule, man.
Yep.
That really sucks.
Yep.
Kind of hoping that when I get a job, I'll be able to still go to the gym at some points. Like, maybe get a job close to the gym so that I can work out.
Go, like, I feel like... Before. Or just go on your 30-minute break and just go get a simple lift in.
Get, like, a quick, like... At least 3 exercises.
Yeah.
To,
failure.
Keep working.
2 sets. I like doing, if I'm by myself, I do 2 sets of failure.
2 sets to failure?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I go 1 set to failure, and then I lower the weight, and then I just do it till I feel
I lower the weight, but I go into
You're on
failure.
Like that Tom Platz lift workout. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Thomas
no
Platz? He was like a golden age bodybuilder. Most famous for his leg day routine, which is...
Are you talking about the guy with the slick back hair on TikTok? The guy with the slick back hair?
No, not the slick back hair. He's... Okay. Wait, you mean... Which one? Because there's like several.
Blonde.
Yeah, that's him. That's Thomas Platz. Yeah. He's... Ugh.
His leg days were brutal.
He had an insane leg day schedule that he would show off. He really talked about doing it like once or twice a month. It was so intense Like, if you look at that schedule, you will actively feel fear to do legs.
Yeah.
It is.
Let me look it up and see, yeah, see if anything pops
you
up.
You look that up.
Seen Rock's leg day? The Rock's leg day is brutal, too.
I've not seen anything on Dwayne Johnson's exercises.
Like he does, what's it called? Not leg presses.
Leg extensions?
No, he does those, but it's the one where you get under it, and it's a thing, and it's like a squat.
Oh, you mean like hack squat?
Yeah, hack. I thought that was it. I didn't
hack
think
squats are good, man.
So he does that in the middle of his workout. Most people start out doing that. I think he's done already leg presses and he has like 20 to 25 reps each.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
With heavy weight.
For hack squat or leg press?
Leg press.
Well,
and then he goes into lunges right after that. He doesn't stop.
Think about
and he does 30 to 35 lunges, and then he gets back on the leg. And then he gets back on the leg press and does leg press, and then gets off and does the lunges. And then he goes into hack squat.
See, that's actually not a bad schedule, because if you're doing leg press isn't really a... It's not really a
fatiguing lift.
Yeah, it's not fatiguing. It's kind of like the baby brother to squat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too intense, unless you throw you can throw a bunch of weight on it. You know, you look cool when you do it.
You do.
You look really cool doing a lot of weight. But your form's got to be good or something's going to break.
Mm.
If you do a leg press, there's a ton of videos of people.
You have to be safe doing it. Yeah.
That and hack squat, there's a lot of fail videos of those two exercises alone.
It's don't lock so out your legs. Painful to look at them.
People, don't lock out your legs on hack squats,
please.
Keep
your knees always bent.
Keep your knees a little bit bent.
Because if you lock out,
your knees will collapse.
It will go...
It'll all go into your kneecap instead, and that'll suck.
Your leg will flip 90 degrees and not bend at the knee in the right way.
It's awful.
It's a terrible...
Awful to watch.
It's horrible. That and...
You're never going to, like, recover fully from that either.
There's so many videos of failed lifts. For starters, there's a video of Larry Wheels, if you know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really famous bodybuilder. Just about anybody he's ever spotted has failed a lift and, like, torn a muscle. Like, there's a really famous video of a dude doing incline bench, and as he was doing it, he went all the way down to his chest, was going up, and you can just see his pectoral just tear and
like,
go straight to the middle.
This is awful
it's
to listen to.
It's horrifying to watch, because you're like, dang.
That's what I saw a video of somebody's Achilles getting torn. So there's different ways to tear your Achilles, okay? There's the top of your Achilles, which doesn't really, like, you can't really see that one, because it kind of just falls, and it kind of just sits rest there. There's the middle one, which is kind of noticeable, and then there's the one at your Achilles point, where everybody thinks the Achilles is. That one, you can see, if it breaks, it's elastic, and it's really, there's a lot of tension on it. You can see it snap upwards, and, like, it vibrates the calf, because it takes all the tension off the calf and stuff.
Dude, that suck.
Yeah, it's not fun.
My girlfriend's stepdad actually did that. And now he can't work out his, like, calves or thighs. So he's super buff up top.
He looks like a cartoon character?
Kind of, yeah. He was a baseball player.
Mm.
So he's, like, super buff, like, scary.
Yeah.
And then his legs are a lot less because he's been retired from it.
He's got he's got that one-piece look.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I can look him up.
You can look him up? Yeah. All right.
I'll show you a picture.
Like, I don't know. I feel like that's just something that has to come with lifting, is every exercise has that risk-to-reward ratio, and you just got to know which one. Like, incline bench isn't a dangerous lift. You just have to...
Do it right.
You have to do it. You have to be smart.
You can't...
Right? It's not a weight. Throw as much on as possible and see if you can move it. No,
it's also... If you... Again, do what I did last year, and you go a T. Because a lot of people do T on bench.
They go way too wide.
That puts so much stress on your pectoral muscle and to your bicep muscle.
Yeah,
it will tear it.
It puts too much stress on the wrong muscle and the wrong joints, which just completely, like, nullifies the exercise, because you're not tearing the right part of your muscle. Because that's what you do when you lift.
Micro
tears. Small little, you know, cuts into the muscle. That's what happens when you move it.
That's my girlfriend's dad when he was a lot younger.
Oh, he actually has, like, a baseball card?
Yeah.
He's
in the MLB?
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not well versed.
Yes, that's the Twins. That's the Minneapolis Twins.
What a man, man.
For the MLB.
And he's
cool,
just
though.
Strong upper body.
Yeah.
Slightly slower.
Oh, he's like scary. He's like, he's really intimidating. The first time I like went over to her house, right?
Is he nice?
He is.
Did you arm wrestle him?
No. No, I was too scared to even like approach him. Now, her actual dad, I like squared up with the first day that I saw him, and we like both were like nose to nose looking at each other. And then he finally like backed down after like 3 seconds of that.
You sized him up?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
My girl's dad's like 6'4".
No, it's
that
scary.
That is a scary.
But he's
height.
Very, very thin, skinny.
He's lanky.
Yeah.
He's lanky.
Yeah, tall
he's a
people.
Lanky dude.
That's another.
He's super
thing.
Funny though. That's and he really likes me. So
tall people with muscle are horrifying, dude.
6'4" people
like
that have like,
yeah,
that are built and can put on weight is scary. Yeah.
That is the most terrifying thing in the world. Like, you are that tall, you have
like
that much strength. It. Whew.
There's a ratio too, because their shoulders will get wider, like, as you keep working. So if you have like this big back and like a V shape, it's horrifying.
Yeah, you look
like V taper.
Doors. Yeah,
your little V taper. Yeah.
You just look like a freaking Jotun.
Yeah,
just this giant monster of a man. Which, man, I wish I was that tall.
How tall are you, Pyramid?
I'm 7'2".
How tall are you actually?
I'm 5'7".
Okay.
I'm average height, I think.
5'8" is the average height. You're below average.
I'm average. Shut.
By
I'm average.
1 inch.
By 1 inch below average.
I'm not.
Kaiser, how tall are you?
I'm 5'10" ish, okay. 11 sometimes.
Stand up real quick.
Okay,
who,
we're
me?
Doing a
okay.
Height comparison between Brady, Kaiser.
I'm about an inch or two taller than him.
Wow.
Huh?
I'm taller than you.
I was looking, and we felt very similar.
I'm saying, but that's.
Were you slouching?
I do slouch a lot.
Okay. All right.
Like if I roll my shoulders back, I look a lot taller.
Dude, and then you spread your shoulders out too, and it's like, man.
And then you do it, and then you do a double back by.
Yeah, just do a lat spread, dude.
Yep. My lats suck. I'm not gonna lie.
You gotta work back.
We don't work back at my school.
Back once a week, man.
You gotta work back, but
that's how you build balance too.
Yeah.
Before we talk about back, let's talk about sleep. Sleep is very important. Be sure.
I'm sleepy.
Now, while you are supposed to. Okay, listen. Sleep is sleep is very important when you're lifting, but you absolutely cannot sleep on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Oh my gosh.
I absolutely can't.
That was smooth. But,
as I was saying,
amazing.
And he's giant 90.9.
Yes,
your station for variety.
You don't need to say that part, but hey, why not? Now, as I was talking, sleep is very important to lifting. Like, I did not. When I first started lifting, I did not understand how important sleep was. I'd be going to bed at, like, incomprehensible times at night. Like,
were you a night owl before you started lifting?
Yeah. I was. I had a lot of.
I still am.
Ooh.
Oh, dude. It's
rough.
I just like to stay up. It's just fun to stay up late. Just a little bit.
I don't. I just lay in darkness, and I can't sleep.
Oh.
It's not very much fun.
Nah, I like to either stay up a little bit longer or get out of bed early. Both of them are really fun to do for some reason.
I don't like waking up early. It's
but
not fun.
If you don't sleep long enough and then you go to the gym, you feel so fatigued, man.
Yeah.
You feel so tired.
You can't actually like move anything.
Like
you're just
even with pre-workout.
Yeah.
You're still sleepy.
Yes.
But you're just faster. Like
I'm tired but quick.
Like you're.
I'm tired but. I can still think quick.
Yeah, it's weird. It's such a weird feeling, and
I want to run a mile, but yawn 7 times while I run?
Just like, man, these bicep curls are really tired.
That's a good run though. When you like don't know what you're doing and you're tired, but you're still running.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
I feel like again, if you start out cardio and you're super, if you didn't get much sleep last night, start with cardio, because it gets your blood flowing, it wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also burning all of like the. What's it?
Energy.
Lactic acid?
Lactic acid in your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't have anything at the very start of your workout, which means you're building muscle from the start.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, nothing.
Yeah. Right. Just kind of
and then,
kicking
then
things
take
off
your pre-workout and then go workout.
Then take your pre. Pre-workout's kind of like a timed.
I guess like 30 minutes
like
after you take
20,
it.
30,
it's like 15. Some of them, it acts in like 10 minutes, which is. crazy quick for pre-workout. Yeah. Unless you dry scoop it, which do not do that. It ruins your teeth. Please do not. Never. If you ever think about taking
unsafe.
Pre-workout, do not dry scoop it. Cause
it's like sandpaper.
And it tastes terrible.
Yeah.
It tastes like, I remember.
Wait, do you guys not, if you dry scoop, do you guys not use water?
Well, no. Yeah. I don't dry scoop.
You
I did it.
Yeah, you throw scoop in your mouth. I've done this before, by the way. Don't do it. I don't do it anymore.
It's not fun.
It's not. No, it tastes horrible.
It's so bad. It burns for some reason.
It makes my throat like, I don't even know, but gritty. It doesn't. Yeah, it's like gritty in the back.
Yeah, it's.
And then you take. Sometimes I even down a whole bottle. I go. And I press the bottle to my face.
Yeah, just push it all the way.
Push
back.
All the water back into my throat.
It's just, I did it once, and it's probably did it with the worst flavor. One of my buddies, he had some Total War. Oh. He had a sour gummy bear.
No, that's awful. That's,
what? Dude, what are you thinking?
Okay. Sour gummy bear flavor.
Sour, and you pre-workout it, and you dry scoop it. What are you thinking?
I just gotta say, sour stuff for a drink is not like the best.
I like Ghost Sour Patch Kids.
It's
good in the
morning.
Well, like, that's because it just tastes like blue raspberry.
Yeah, but it wakes you up.
But if this stuff was actually like sour for some reason. So he gives me a little. I'm like, screw it. I'll pre-scoop it. Dry scoop it.
Pre-scoop it.
Pre-scoop the dry scoop.
Pre-scoop.
Pre-scoop. Scoop.
Shut up. Get that scoop beforehand.
Scoop.
Get ready.
I can't with you two. I swear. It's like I'm talking to two children.
We can.
We are children. We're all children.
We are.
No.
We're children. Yes. We're not adults. Yeah. Are you 18?
No.
You're still a child.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 17.
No, I'm 17 too. So don't even.
Yeah,
so
we're all the same age.
We're all an even ground, but you're a great below me. So.
Point and laugh. Point and giggle.
I could be a senior.
Could be.
Yes.
Why aren't you?
Why aren't I? Because my birthday falls on a day where they could pick which grade they want me to be in.
Oh,
yeah.
And what year I wanted to graduate. And they said, I want you to be old when you graduate. I'll be 18 my whole senior
year.
That's
a good option, though.
I'll be 18 all of senior year.
You get to start getting tattoos in school.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, some schools.
I'm not going to get a tattoo.
I'm going to get piercings and tattoos.
The only thing I would get a tattoo for is for my children if I have kids. I get their signs on my back or on my arm.
I get a silly tattoo.
I'm not. I just like the thought. I like the signs. It looks cool. Yeah. And it's my children. And it'll be my kids. So.
Yeah.
Once I'm 18, I'm going to get everybody that's ever passed, and I'm going to leave a spot blank on my body just so that I can like keep writing names as I keep living and people keep dying.
If I didn't have any doubts, I would just like go into one tattoo artist and put a beehive grid on my arm and just go to different tattoo artists and let them fill in a spot.
Like, do you plan on becoming like a bounty hunter? And just
no. I just plan on being old, and I know all my family is going to die before I do.
Oh. Aw.
Maybe. Okay.
Aw.
That's sad. But no, my thing was, I'm going to put a beehive honeycomb type grid. If I were to do this, I would never. I probably won't. But I would put a beehive type, like a little octagon in here.
Yeah, that's what you're planning on doing.
Me? You want me out?
So basically, as I'm trying to discuss this, how did we get to here?
We were talking
about sleep.
Yeah, and then it led to this, and then
we were just kind of shifting around.
That's because he said, because I'll be 18 my whole senior year.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to get back onto the
workout?
Okay. I got to hit the sound effect before. Pre-workout's weird, man.
Yes.
It is some weird, wacky stuff. It's like,
read your pre-workouts before you buy it.
Yeah. Do some research if you ever do it. But pre-workout definitely helps with stuff. Like a whole bunch of lifts. It definitely does some assisting. So, 100% assists just about anything you do. Like, I like pre-workout.
I love pre-workout.
I think that what it does is pretty nice. It helps, you know, move a lot of weight, move some stuff. Now, surprise guess, surprise trade-in, Jason, How you doing?
Hello, Pyramid.
Hey, what's your opinion on pre-workout?
Good to have you back.
I don't use it.
You don't.
It's not good.
You
for
don't
me.
Use.
You like energy drinks? Oh, you don't drink caffeine, do you?
Uh-uh.
He's not a caffeine.
They're not a caffeine guy.
Hey, there's stem-free pre-workouts out there though, that don't have caffeine in it.
Yeah, those that always confused me. Isn't that at that point just, you know?
It just so basically what some of those do is it helps with pump and muscle building. So I was like creatine and like amino acids and stuff, and it helps you. It doesn't boost your energy, but it helps your lift.
It helps you
become stronger.
It helps build. It drags more water into the muscle, creating more micro tears. Basically, mm-hmm. just allowing you to, instead of you being able to
lift
more, it allows what you lift
to help
do
you
more.
Better. Yeah,
which honestly, that's kind of a fair trade off.
My pre workout is ice cold water.
Ice cold water. Like, water. You pour it on your head before you go lift?
No, I drink it.
You drink ice cold water, dude. That is the best stuff in the world after lifting. Swear to everything. It is a nice, cool bottle of Gatorade.
Gatorade?
It is the
what
best.
Flavor?
What flavor?
I like
classic
the white one.
Classic yellow. Yellow Gatorade.
Ew.
No,
white,
it's
white
good.
Cherry.
It is good. Listen, after you lift, it tastes like Sprite. Okay?
No.
All right. Well, maybe not like Sprite, but like lemon juice, like a lemonade. It's good.
No. It's lemon lime.
It's refreshing. Okay. Well,
what's your favorite flavor?
It's either blue or white cherry.
Okay.
Do you guys like the bottles with like the weird caps?
Oh,
I like those better.
Yeah,
those are pretty good. I don't really think it matters on what the bottle is.
Oh no, it does.
It does. It helps the flavor.
It helps the. It assists in how it tastes.
I think it does.
Nah, I don't really think that. But best flavors have got to be yellow and light blue. They've got to be.
Light blue.
Light blue is good.
Light blue is decent.
What's light blue like?
I think it's like glacier.
Yeah, it's like glacier.
Blue glacier or something.
Glacier.
I
freeze.
Like the white cherry.
White good. Cherry? You like white Gatorade?
The white Gatorade? Yeah.
Man.
Very good.
Nah.
Glacier cherry?
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Nah. Grapes.
What's your favorite one? Oh, you said blue.
Yeah
he said, you already asked him this.
Worst one. Flavor.
The worst flavor? Okay.
Green apple.
Okay. That's not ridiculous. I had that before. I didn't like it.
It's awful.
It's odd.
Tragic.
It's an odd flavor, but I think anybody can agree. If you ask anybody on the worst flavor of Gatorade, they're probably going to tell you cucumber lime.
Yeah.
Okay. My friend, he likes that.
He likes it?
Yeah, he said it tastes so good.
It is not good.
It's salty.
It is odd. It's a weird combination of flavors for Gatorade. Like, you've got a vegetable and a fruit.
If you can, like, down that together. In one sitting, I think you're messed up.
You're a monster.
Whoa.
You're an animal.
Did you say a vegetable and a fruit?
Yeah.
It's two vegetables.
Lime's not a vegetable.
Lime?
Lime's not a vegetable.
Hold on, I'm tripping.
Lime is a fruit.
Is it two fruits, you mean?
Are you talking...
No, never mind.
Are you talking about tomatoes?
No, never mind. I'm tripping.
Okay.
He's getting his foods mixed up. That's one thing you can't do when you go to lift is you can't get your foods mixed up because you got to get the protein and you got to have the carbs.
Calories are calories. Balance. I'm putting it out there. Calories are calories.
Nah, there's a difference between fast and
there really it
fast
really isn't.
Slow. No, there is.
Like, fast food, but if it's like regular, calories are calories.
No, because like if you eat bad, you're finna go lift. It's going to
affect you so bad.
I'm not saying fast food. I'm saying if you make your own food, calories are calories.
Okay, if you sit down and you've cooked, you got the numbers, you know you've got the right amount of protein and the carbohydrates, you got your diet balanced out, you got the numbers, they're all checking, your protein is good, carbs good, you're gonna be good. But
I don't believe in carbs.
You don't believe? Okay. Me?
I think you can eat carbs whenever you want as long as the calories aren't too much.
See, that's the thing about carbohydrates is they're just energy. That's all they really are is energy, which is really nice when you go. That's why most runners eat like big pasta dinners.
They do, yeah.
They're crammed full of carbs because all it is just bread. It's a lot of bread, but it's good because it gives you so much energy. Like you ever eat
ramen noodles? Mm-hmm. That's why most people eat ramen in college is because it's full of carbohydrates
and it's full of
energy and stuff.
No, because it's cheap.
Yeah, that too.
That and that. That's why
cheap.
I would eat it.
It's good
it's
for
cheap,
carbs.
It's good for carbs. It's good for energy.
but the sauce packets have a lot of sodium.
The sodium is bad, yeah.
It's crazy how much salt is in those little flavor
packets. Salt's good for you sometimes,
especially
though.
If you
okay,
add
yeah, salt
more
is
salt
good,
to it.
But there is a limit.
There is a limit, yeah.
There is a limit, because too much can actually be detrimental to...
It's like red wine's good for your heart.
What, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that. But
I think it's red or white wine. It's very good for your heart.
That's... Learn something new, I
not,
guess.
Not an excessive amount, but...
Well, yeah.
If you, if you have, like, maybe a glass a night or glass every
I mean,
every week,
we're not advocating.
No, don't that. Don't
but
do that.
What we're talking about is, you know, foods having weird effects. Like, I guess, you know, pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Salt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of... There's just so... Food is complex.
Very.
It's a lot more complex than I think it has to be. Because it's just... Simply eat the protein. Protein goes into muscle. Eat the carbs. Carbs fuel the body.
Get into the ATP, and then they go give you energy. Yeah.
The what?
ATP.
What's that?
The energy molecule.
I didn't even know it had a name for that.
Yeah, it's called ATP.
ATP.
It's APT or ATP. Yeah.
Sounds like the right.
It's literally. It's. Did you guys not go to biology?
Okay, I did. I did.
Biology was easy, but I just never really paid attention.
You see, here's the deal. I had biology in middle school.
Yeah, okay.
And I forgot all about it.
Yeah, so in biology, you learn about the energy molecules, and you learn about how energy is stored and how it's not.
That sounds like chemistry. Does that not sound
that's
like
not chemistry?
Chemistry.
I mean, it could be. I mean,
because you learn about
is about bonds and
bonds
their
and
interaction
chemicals.
With each other.
Energy is energy. Energy is about, like, living things.
Well, yeah, but energy comes from the breaking down of bonds mm-hmm. or the building of bonds. Like, mm-hmm. if things... If atoms combine or get pulled apart, they make energy.
Right.
Which is so weird and so unique. But you know what else has to break apart? We got to split. That's right, everybody. Our
dip
time
out.
Is up. We got to dip. We got to say our goodbyes, Jason.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. This has been such an amazing episode. And we'll see you all next week from 8:30 to 9:15 on Wednesday for Off the Rails.